Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for tuning in to Faith the Facts. Man, I got my sweatshirt on. I thought it was spring, but now we got a little cold front hit us here, man. My God, you never know. My mom used to say, you can always get a freeze before Easter. And I guess that's true. God is so good and gracious. Thank you for tuning in today. I want to talk about something that if you'll understand today, you'll have a better tomorrow, or you could reverse it. If you understand tomorrow, you'll have a better day today. And what I'm dealing with is with vision, see? There was a statement in the Bible about a man named Joseph. He was coming, he was walking toward his brothers, and they said something really amazing. Behold, that dreamer cometh. I love that statement. I said, boy, I hope they say that about me. Because you see, dreams have no expiration dates. You can get them at 9 years old or 90 years old. It don't make no difference. It will come to pass. Well, how do you know? How do you know to have a better tomorrow or a better today? The Word of God will tell you, 2 Timothy 2:15. It says, study to show thyself approved unto God. It didn't say read. It said study to show thyself approved unto God. A workman that needed not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Which means if you don't study, is it possible you can wrongly divide the word of truth? Now, I'm not talking about intellectual activity or range in research or induction in reason. I'm talking about revelation, revealed knowledge coming from God. And wisdom is the ability to use knowledge, you see. But when you have revelation knowledge, it will tell you your future. It will tell you your past. It will tell you what you're doing today because it's coming from God Almighty. Here's another one, James chapter 1, verse 5. If any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that give it to all men, not to some, to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given unto him. I pray that prayer quite a bit. I said, Lord, I need wisdom, how to run this ministry, and I need people to help me do it. And just such a blessing of the Lord, see? So that's what I'm saying. The reason why I can have a good tomorrow and have a good today is because I study. And I take that word of God. I quote the word of God. I study the word of God. And it's just amazing how much I use the word of God in my everyday life. And then I say, Lord, I need wisdom on what to do, when to do it, where to do it, and how to do it. Just that simple. And when you understand that, I don't care what you're going through, go through it. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, and he said, though I stop, build a house, and canonize the place, you'd be surprised how many people stay in their trouble when they can walk right out of it. You see what I'm saying? Like when we go to a mall, we don't just stand at one store. We walk the mall. We go on one side, go all around the other, you know, what you call it, window shopping, whatever you want to do. But when you understand that, the reason why I know my tomorrow is phenomenal because I know what vision does, so it makes my day today better in every which way. Or you can reverse it. Either way, see, it'll work for you if you use that word of God. That's what it means. If you faith that fact, it's amazing to me how much you can get done in such little time. And I mean that sincerely, see? So I made up my mind, bless God, to just, you know, quote the word, study the word, my Lord, preach the word. I mean, I do it to myself. I mean, I've preached to myself many times. I'm talking, standing up, looking in the mirror and saying, Jesse, you listen to this. You know, because faith come by hearing it. Don't come by heard. I heard, what do you mean? What you heard, you probably forgot. Hearing. So that you can make your day a wonderful day and make your tomorrow even better. See, because when you know what's coming, you're not shocked. You know, I've learned that about that. You know, you can stay so far ahead of the devil, you really can. Because, you know, he's on the limits of retardation. You know what I mean? He's restricted, rejected, and awaiting confinement. But you have revelation knowledge revealed to you. That's why the Apostle Paul was so unique in his epistles, because it was revelation knowledge, not sense knowledge, you know, not intellectual activity and all that kind of stuff, which is good to have. But when you have revelation knowledge coming from God, when you know what's going to happen, oh, it's amazing. You're not shocked by anything, spiritual, physical, or financial. God's word come to pass. I'm not shocked about what's going on in the world today. People going crazy, they're fighting and all kinds of, because you know what? I know Jesus is coming. How do you know? Well, because those signs are showing that. So what do? I just occupy till he come. Just keep doing what God said to do. Preach this gospel. Believe this gospel. Study this gospel. And it will work for you. And then ask for wisdom in every way, shape, or form in your life. Faith that fact. Do it right now. And you'll have a great today and a better tomorrow. See ya. God bless you. Bye-bye.